Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan, the Thursday moving quite along quickly. This game seems like a blowout game to me.
No doubt.
It reminds me of that Bears game last year, because this is honestly the worst team the Chiefs are going to face so far this season. San Francisco, I think they're good. They're just really beat up.
If San Francisco's healthy, it's a much better ball game.
New Orleans, right? When they played them, were doing much better. They didn't lose Derek Carr. They hadn't lost Shaheed, who had a touchdown against the Chiefs as well in that game.
Right.
Chargers are a good team. Atlanta's a good team. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is a good team. And Baltimore is the second or third best team in the NFL, depending on how you look at it.
Correct.
The Raiders are the worst team this team is going to play all year.
Right.
And
well, we play the Panthers.
So far, though, this year.
So far. Yeah, yeah. Don't Greenberg yourself and say, you know.
And I know that, you know, people will roll their eyes like, Dusty, the Chiefs don't blow out anybody. You sure about that? You sure about that? And
this is the week they blow somebody out, I think.
Look, they did it to the Bears last year when Justin Fields was, you know, faltering at quarterback and the whole thing was like, oh, man, like DJ Moore's here. And, you know, we got Justin Fields and we don't know what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then it was like all of a sudden after that game, they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to suck for Caleb Williams. And it's worked. And this game has too much to me on the line for the Chiefs to not want to finally be a little petty.
Mm-hmm.
Like every game so far this year kind of seems like, let's just do the bare minimum, get the W and get out. And hopefully we can stay healthy. The healthy part hadn't worked, but you remember Christmas Day last year. You remember the Raiders comments. You want revenge and they're either going to play Desmond Ridder or Gardner Minshew against that defensive front, against that defensive secondary, and Nick Bolton as well, anchoring that linebacking core. And then you give Patrick Mahomes a little more fuel to play with, not only with DeAndre Hopkins, but to mimic him earlier in the season and the whole, it'll get handled when it gets handled.
Yeah, like, no, I think, like, when the schedule came out, I told everybody, 10-27, circle your calendar, they'll get the popcorn ready, it's going to be the Raiders, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Then the injuries happen, and you start to think, okay, can they go out there and annihilate the Raiders? And I think they can do that, because their defense can go out there and stop this team. And this offense, you know, I think is going to have a new life in it on Sunday, because you've got DeAndre Hopkins. And whether or not you use DeAndre Hopkins in a realm where he has 10 catches or something like that, it doesn't matter. DeAndre Hopkins is bringing new life to this offense just by being now part of this organization. You saw so many tweets and reaction from the Chiefs yesterday about acquiring DeAndre Hopkins and what that is going to do for this organization. It gives them juice. It gives them a bounce in their step. It gives them a bigger smile today than they had 2 days ago before they had DeAndre Hopkins on this team. And everybody's feeling like, all right, they believe in us. Let's go out there and play. And I think they're going to play big this weekend. I think this is going to be a fun weekend to watch the offense. And when the Chiefs have revenge on their mind, they get revenge. You mentioned that Bears game. That was a Matt Nagy revenge game, 41-7 or whatever it was over the Chicago Bears. That was their revenge game. This is kind of a Patrick Mahomes revenge game, because he stunk out loud on Christmas Day, right? He stunk on Christmas Day. Two interceptions, two touchdowns in 7 seconds for that defense, and it was over. The Chiefs haven't lost since then. There are people out there right now that are saying Patrick Mahomes is having the worst season of his career. Statistically speaking, he is. You'd mentioned Josh Allen, no interceptions, but still has two losses. Patrick Mahomes has, what, 8 interceptions and 6 touchdowns? Mm-hmm. No losses. This, I think, could be a get-well game for Patrick Mahomes to show everybody who's doubting him, because they are, because there's idiots in this world. That's what Iowa stands for, idiots out walking around. And so you've got a lot of idiots out there in this world that are trying to run down Patrick Mahomes, hoping Patrick Mahomes falls off. Patrick looks at that and goes, yeah, up yours, man. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's see what happens this weekend out in Las Vegas. I'm going to put up 30-plus points against the Raiders. Going to be a breakout game for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's almost like a perfect storm, right? You have the national media saying, oh, the Chiefs are 6-0, but I don't respect it because Patrick Mahomes hasn't played well.
Right.
You have the Raiders disrespecting Patrick Mahomes with the puppet and, you know, the whatever, the smoking stogies in the locker room afterwards, getting loud, obnoxious over nothing. And then you add DeAndre Hopkins to the mix, and you see the, you know, oh, here we go. And again, I don't know how much he plays. I don't know. I think, you know, a lot of times he'll play on first and third down. I think that's where I could see DeAndre Hopkins, even unless it's like third and long, but like third and, you know, mid or short every time. I think he'll be out there, and I think he'll be out there almost every time on first down. That's just my opinion. but watch the first play of the game be a quick pass to DeAndre Hopkins.
No question it's going to be a pass to DeAndre Hopkins. That's the way the Chiefs do things. They get those guys involved early. Kareem Hunt gets involved. It happens all the time. We've seen this script before. And and I can tell you that like DeAndre Hopkins right now is going through, remember in college you had those cram sessions, you had a big test coming up, and all of a sudden you're going to cram and cram and cram. That's what's going on with DeAndre Hopkins right now over at the Chiefs facility. They are in cram sessions right now. They are in meetings with him. They are in one-on-one meetings with him, trying to get him as much up the speed as they possibly can to not only have an impact on this game, but have an impact for the rest of the season as well. So you cram for a couple of days, get him to where he's got a limited playbook of knowledge or whatever you want to call it. Go out there, do your thing, and continue to build as the weeks go forward. So look, this is a great addition for everybody. Everybody's excited, man. The genuine excitement that we saw out of Mac yesterday was the same genuine excitement that they had in that Chiefs facility yesterday. People are very excited inside that building, and the folks that I've spoken to about it are thrilled that this guy is here. And when you can ingest that kind of optimism and excitement into the guys in the middle of the season, man, you're taking it to a new level. We are at the midseason point. This is the midseason doldrums, you know, the dog days of summer, if you will. And you just added a great player into the mix for these guys. Everybody's feeling like they're on cloud nine. It's a great thing.
Speaking of nine, plus one is 10. That's the Chiefs line right now in DraftKings. Chiefs minus 10.
Love that.
You taking it?
You taking the Chiefs by 10?
Yeah, I'll take that.
I would.
You just said love it, and then you hesitated.
I love that they're favored by that much. I love that Vegas is seeing them as this is a blowout game. That's what I love.
Okay.
And that's where I base this whole entire subject off of, was because I was figuring out who I'm going to pick on the whiteboard this week. I ended up going with Green Bay minus 4.
Who do they have this
at
week?
At Jacksonville.
Oh. They're only a 4-point favorite?
On the road. So technically you could say they're like a touchdown favorite.
Okay. Nah, but that's not the way it works anymore. But 5.5. That's really what they are.
But explain that to me now. Because why is Green Bay only a 4-point favorite against a dog in Jacksonville?
Because they're on the road.
It's Jacksonville. Do they really have a home?
No, it's London. But they're on the road, and I think that the home team always gets like a point and a half these days because the quarterback.
But this is Jacksonville.
Good. Right. So, I mean, realistically, like Max said, they're like a 5.5 to 6-point favorite.
Why?
Well, would you have them more like 6 at Jacksonville, 7.5, 8 at home? Is that where you have it?
Green Bay versus Jacksonville right now. Have it as a double digit favorite.
Well, then I love your confidence, and I'm glad that I put that on the board because I'm tied for the lead.
Just say it out loud. The say it out loud test. Jacksonville versus Green Bay. Green Bay on the road will have more fans there than Jacksonville because retire to Florida. They'll have more fans there. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville can't get out of its own way. They have a win over the New England Patriots.
Patriots still look decent against them.
Minnesota's minus 2.5 tonight against the Rams at L.A.
See, that's a team going out to L.A. Thursday night, that team that travels. Okay. That I think the Lions on the street is.
Lions are minus 11 at home against Tennessee. I love that.
See, there you go. That's a legit point spread right there.
Do you like this one? Minus 8.5 for the Ravens at Cleveland. Should it be more?
Well, at this point in time, unless you get a boost from Jameis Winston playing quarterback, which you may. But
you probably do. You get a boost from me playing quarterback
at this point in time. I don't know. That just stunned me, that line. I don't know.
That's fair.
Like, it's Jacksonville.
Yeah, they're so bad.
Like, is Trevor Lawrence still trying to play quarterback?
Well, that's why I jumped all over it. Now, I'd have to wait. Now, the line goes official for us on Friday at 4 o'clock. But, yeah, Green Bay minus 4 at Jacksonville. I can't think of anything else. Now, what does Vegas know that we don't?
See, that's what scares you a little bit, right? Like, is it going to be like a late field goal game? Or, again, is this Greenberg recency bias where you saw Jacksonville on Sunday morning beat New England? And now all of a sudden, people are like, I'm not sleeping on Jackson. Trevor Lawrence.
They won last
stinks.
Week.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, so that's like, does recency bias factor in with that a little bit, maybe? But again, Vegas isn't doing any of that. They're smart. They're not on ESPN screaming.